Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, chapter 28 and verses 19 to 20. This is a beautiful commission of the Lord to His church and to His people. It says that, "Go ye therefore," these are Jesus' words, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the last thing Jesus said to His disciples before returning to heaven was this: "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. I am with you always." When God gives you an instruction or an assignment, it will always require His involvement, His strength, His guidance, and His provision. When God gives you a vision, He provides for the vision. Will He use your talents? Yes. Will He use others to assist and bless you? Yes. But He will never allow you to depend on anyone more than Him. Back at the point when Jesus sends His disciples off to change the world, right? There are two remarkable challenges. One, there are now only 11 disciples. Throughout the Gospels, the number 12 reminds readers that the disciples have been selected to be a representation of the redeemed, restarted 12 tribes of Israel. 12 is the number of completeness, wholeness, and readiness. Now they don't have sufficient players, but it's not merely that they have the wrong number. Following Christ's resurrection, we read, the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw Him, they worshiped Him, but some doubted, in verses 16 and 17. They already have a quantity dilemma. Now they have a quality dilemma. They don't have enough disciples, and even those don't believe enough. Yet God accomplished mighty things through their lives. Indeed, the accusation leveled against them by their enemies started with one of the greatest compliments. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 6, it says, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too." So my dear brothers and sisters, the key to success is not in your ability, but in God's ability to work through you. That is why you must live each day in dependence on God. Amen? It's very, very important. Each day, every day, we must rely on God, depend on God, lean on God and His Word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your greatness and goodness over our lives, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have commanded us to go and make disciples. And lo and behold, I will be with you always till the end of this age, end of this world. And we are grateful to you for that promise of your presence that you have given unto us when we evangelize, when we do the work of the ministry, when we speak and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have promised your presence to be with us always, and we are highly grateful to you. Oh Lord, to experience you in unimaginable ways, give us the grace to do the needful, to be the goers who will go and preach the word, who will not be silent and do the work of the Lord. I praise you and I thank you for your presence that leads us and guides us and is always there with us. We thank you for that. I pray, Lord, that you will grant us success in winning souls for you. Lord, you'll grant us success in preaching the gospel to the nations. You will grant us success, O Father God, in taking, Lord, your word to the ones who are weary and downtrodden, O God. I pray that your people will be lifted up and blessed abundantly. I thank you. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the enemy. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke that sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. For by the wounds and by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory and honor, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.